For the Senate debate on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Now, you remember Republicans in both houses are trying to stop the executive action by linking it to funding for Homeland Security. Democrats oppose that move. They've stymied the Republicans. So this fight over the president's executive action proceeds on dual tracks, one legal and one political.
All right, we've been speaking to NPR's Richard Gonzalez about a decision from a federal judge in Texas last night that temporarily blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration. Richard, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you heard Richard's reporting on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Tickets are going fast for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, and Todd and I hope to visit with you. We've got a stacked lineup. It's a WASD day, so you will get wall-to-wall coverage on corn, soybeans, cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Chris Hurt will talk livestock for 2015. Murray Wise has the latest on land value trends, and Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Cost for the March 10th meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and beef house lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 5.65 3/4 up 3. Soft March, 5.35 3/4 up 2 3/4. March corn, 3.88 3/4 up 1.5. July, 4.04 1/4 up 1.5. December, 4.19 up 1.5. March soybeans, 9.97 1/2 up 7. July, 10.06 1/2 up 6.5. November, 9.77 up 6. March soybean meal, 339.50, now 60 up 7.30. March soybean oil, 31.85, down 55. February live cattle, 159.10, down 90. March feeder cattle, 203.22 1/2, down 62 1/2, now down 70. And April lean hogs, 65.35, down 67 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do you think in this short trading week will be the features of trading?
Well, I think, you know, of course, we've seen the push at $10 here last night and this morning. We got to 9.99 3/4. Of course, our 100-day moving average is at 10.55, and, of course, close back above that would be very positive, the beans technically. And we seem to see, as we look at the commitment of traders, that the commercials seem to have been the buyers as of late. And the commercials generally aren't wrong in the long run. So basically, we've got a somewhat tight situation as far as cash movement of soybeans now, and with the good crush margins. And the lineup, at least in the near future, beans go out of the Gulf, looks like there's a little bit of support there.
I'm interested to see how the cash markets react to all the snow on the Ohio River.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, as we look even the Ukraine, they closed down one of the Black Sea ports because of bad weather over there. And, of course, it's going to slow barges going down the Ohio for sure.
Do you think that the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, I think it kicks off the end of the week, will have any play in the market?
That would to say that it isn't going to be the main thing we're going to look at after we see the crush report today would be silly, Dave. I mean, it's going to be our first look at the supply-demand numbers and what the USDA is going to say here. It's going to be a big thing to look at here. And what they say is going to make the difference of whether we want to look at $4-plus corn or whether we look at $9 beans. So I think that that's going to be a very big number on what they say come Thursday and Friday.
Technically speaking, in the December corn, what do you see as the overhead resistance?
The overhead resistance on the December corn, I think, basically, you know, we're up at 419 1/4 now. We've been to 21 1/4. I think breaking through the 425 to 430 mark is going to be the resistance there. And then we'll see a lot of probably sales coming in around the 440 to 450 level. I know of a lot of the advisory firms that are looking at the 440. The 443 level is to add some more sales.
And so right around that 200-day moving average, isn't it?
It is.
If you are cash renting and you're paying $170, $180 an acre, you really do need, what, around that $450 to have it pencil out right?
Well, if you're fortunate enough to be paying those prices, why, that's probably not too bad. You maybe meant to say $270. But, like I say, at those prices, I think it would. I still think those are going to be some levels we might want to make some sales. You know, one of the things, too, is Michael Cordonier come out with some new estimates. He raised the Argentine corn crop to 23 million metric tons. The Brazilian corn crop he left alone at 74 million metric tons. The Argentine beans up a million metric tons to 57. The USDA is only at 56. And he left Brazil unchanged at 93, and the USDA is at 94.5. So basically we're only a half million metric tons, what the USDA is saying, compared to what Michael Cordonier is.
So November beans, 977 and a quarter. If you've done no new crop marketings, do you start there or do you wait?
That if you've done no marketings, why, that's a big question mark. I mean, basically, we think that there's a good chance of some sort of weather problem, just because there's always a weather problem come springtime for a little bounce. But if you've done nothing, I suppose we do look at probably some puts and selling some calls above the market to leave a gap open towards that $10. But definitely as we get closer to $10, we want to be pulling the trigger there.
The U.S. dollar has been playing a big part of market musings among traders of grains. What is your anticipation for the dollar market this week?
I think we're in a trading range here, Dave. We're probably between 92 and 95 here, and I don't look for that to really change this week.
So 92 to 95, do you think that the market has, the index has reached the top of its market for now?
Ooh, that's a big one. I'm not sure. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that say we can, you know, continue to show strength through the summer, that basically our economy is doing a little better than the rest of the world is in some cases. But I think that it's going to be awful rough going over 96.
The other thing that has framed the market on the outside perspective has been the price of crude oil. And the price of crude oil has rallied some in recent sessions. Has the low price done what OPEC hoped it done to the degree it needs to see it done?
Well, we keep building crude stocks here in the U.S., even with shutting down 80 wells over the last month. So I don't know if it's done everything it meant to do, but I think, you know, it seems to have pushed it back, you know, off its lows back up here. We're at 51.28 on the March crude oil here right now. That's down a dollar and a half. But I think that it seemed to have stabilized the crude for the meantime.
Yeah, the rig count is down to the lowest level since August of 2011, according to the Baker Hughes oil rig data. And they got the rigs at 1,056, a drop of 36% since just last October.
That is quite a drop. And, you know, eventually at these lower prices of gasoline and that, we're going to be dipping into those crude oil reserves that we've built up. And, you know, somewhere down the line, it's definitely going to work the magic for OPEC.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, I think, you know, as we look at that, the U.S. Labor Secretary is going out to the West Coast to help negotiate the dock order settlement. We've had a real backlog of things there, that not being good. The Ukraine ceasefire, wow, what's going to happen over there? We thought we had a pretty decent deal, you know, but we talk about less corn being planted in the Ukraine. You know, they just don't like to be in the same field with tanks with those planters out there. They say it's a money problem, but we know that there's more than that to it. So that's a big deal going on. We'd really love to see that ceasefire sort of take hold that way. So I think the biggest thing we're looking at is, you know, this: what's the government going to say at their ag forum on Thursday? Mm-hmm. And that's going to set the tone for the spring prices until we get the acreage intentions.
Quick question on the West Coast slowdown. At what point does pork become back to the domestic market as opposed to go overseas because of a timing issue?
Well, you know, we've had some real problems getting stuff out of there, but I'm hoping that they can get this settled, because really for the pork industry to continue to flourish, why, we need to have our exports.
All right, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thank you, David.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat, hard red winter, 565 and three quarters up 3, soft March, 535 up 2, March corn, 388 up three quarters. March corn, right? July is 403 and a half up three quarters. December is 418 and a half up 1. March soybeans, 996 and three quarters up 6 and a quarter. July, 1006 and a half up 6 and a half. November, 976 and three quarters up 5 and three quarters. March soybean meal, 339.10 up 680. March soybean oil, 31.88 down 52. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is 10 o'clock Central Time.